It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about relationships. Today, we want to focus on friendship requests. Scripture, Proverbs 13:20. Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Well, of course, if you're on social media, you probably receive a notification that says, hey, you got a friend request. I get a good bit of those, as a matter of fact, and I have to sort through them because now I get all kinds of friend requests. Some I think are spam, so I have to make sure it's actually like a real person sending the request. Otherwise, it's a no for me. But years ago, friendship meant spending time together. It meant sharing meals, talking for hours, and showing up when life got hard. Today, friendship can be reduced to a button. It's either accept, ignore, or delete. You can have 2,000 Facebook friends and still be completely alone. And why is that? Because there's a difference between having connections and having relationships. A connection knows your profile picture. A true friend knows your heart. I had this best friend who passed away many years back now, who could always tell when I posted a picture on Facebook. I could be the happiest person and smiling and grinning ear to ear, and I'd get a text message that says, what's wrong? You don't look right in this picture. She just knew who I was. She knew my heart. She could read through my soul. She knew everything about me. But you know, culture now has redefined friendship. It measures us by followers and likes and streaks and comments and tags. But God measures friendship very differently because God isn't interested in how many people know your name. He's interested in who is helping shape your character. Now, the people that you spend the most time with will influence the person that you become. And it's impossible not to be affected by the voices you allow in your life. So think about it. If your closest friends constantly complain, then what happens? You eventually start complaining. If they gossip, you too will become comfortable in gossiping. If they're chasing money above everything else, then you will too begin to believe that possessions equal success. But now if they encourage compromise, your standards will slowly begin to shift. But the opposite is also true. When you surround yourself with people who love Jesus, your faith starts to grow. Your courage will start to grow. Your joy grows and your wisdom grows. That's why Proverbs says, walk with the wise and become wise. Notice it doesn't say you simply know wise people. It says you'll walk with them. And walking implies closeness. It implies consistency and direction. It implies shared purpose. The people you're walking beside are helping determine where you're going. And that's why choosing your friends is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make. Someone once said, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And there's a lot of truth in that statement because you don't drift toward godliness by accident. You drift toward the people who influence you the most. Jesus understood the importance of relationships. Crowds followed him everywhere he went, but not everyone had the same level of access to his life. He preached to thousands. He discipled 12. He shared his deepest moments with 3, Peter, James, and John, and even Jesus had boundaries. And that's important because many of us believe saying yes to everyone somehow makes us more loving. But the truth is, it don't. Healthy boundaries aren't unloving. They're wise, and not everyone should have unlimited access to your heart. Some people inspire your faith, and others constantly just drain it. Some celebrate your growth, while other people resent it. Some encourage your calling, while others try to convince you to settle. One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is learning the difference. There's another friendship we sometimes overlook as well, and that is the friendship that Jesus offers us. In John 15:15, Jesus tells his disciples, I no longer call you servants. Instead, I have called you friends. Think about that. The creator of the universe doesn't simply tolerate you. He invites you into friendship. Unlike earthly friendships, Jesus never cancels plans because he's too busy. He never leaves your messages unanswered or unread. He never forgets your birthday. He never betrays your confidence. He never talks behind your back, and he never disappears when life gets difficult. In fact, he promises exactly the opposite. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. That's in Hebrews. Earthly friendships are gifts from God, but they were never, ever designed to replace God, because when Jesus becomes your closest friend, every other friendship becomes healthier because you stop expecting people to carry responsibilities that only God can carry. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for creating us to live in community and help us choose friendships that strengthen our faith and reflect your love. And give us the wisdom to recognize relationships that encourage spiritual growth, encourage and establish healthy boundaries where needed the most. And most of all, thank you for calling us to be your friend. Help us grow closer to you every day so we can become the kind of friend who encourages, serves, forgives, and points others to Christ. Let our life reflect your love in every relationship. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.